Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في
أرض. Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. This is To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mehdi. It's great to have all of you here, and today we want to talk about a character who not only influenced Muslims across the world, but influenced many non-Muslims as well. This great personality is the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him. And as history is a testament, and furthermore both friend and enemy have testified openly, Imam Ali alayhi salam was not tainted with any vices, unlike so many others who surrounded him and opposed him. He had a perfect faith in Allah, and so he acted according to his belief. Imam Ali alayhi salam was a lantern of guidance in his time, where the sunnah of the Holy Prophet had begun to be forgotten. Yet Imam Ali remained steadfast on the path of the pure Muhammadan Islam, like a solid, unshakable fortress in the middle of a great wild storm.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: كل وعاء يضيق بما جعل فيه إلا وعاء العلم، فإنه يتسع به.
Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam said, "Every container gets narrower according to what is placed in it, except knowledge, which expands instead."
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is To My Brother, and we're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in the context of the Ramadan War. So, dear friends, we are humbly here speaking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. You know, we find something really interesting when we talk about the concept of jihad from Imam Ali alayhi salam's perspective. You know, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he considered war not for power, but as an obligation to defend the truth. And he always emphasized never to initiate war. But if the enemy starts a war, then one must remain steadfast. And so we find that this is very interesting, because when you look at the various different powers around the world, especially the arrogant powers, you will find that their wars are specifically for power. Their wars are there to increase their power, to subjugate people, to oppress people, to be able to dominate other peoples, other cultures, and other nations. But what's interesting is that because intrinsically every human being understands the obligation to defend the truth or the obligation or the duty to defend what is right, we find that a lot of times, the majority of the time actually, the arrogant powers, what they do is that they claim to be defending the truth or promoting freedom or promoting democracy, but in reality, all they're trying to do is to increase their power and their domination. And also, we find that, for example, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he always emphasized that one should never initiate the war. We find that Shahid Sayyid Ali Khamenei, before he was martyred, he spoke about this, and he talked about how Iran has not pursued war, of course, after the 1979 Islamic Revolution. Iran has not pursued war, and he had said that Iran will not pursue war, and of course, Iran does not pursue war, and they are following the footsteps of their master and our master, the first divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali alayhi salam. And so the Islamic Republic of Iran does not initiate war, but of course, if the enemy starts a war, if an enemy attacks, then of course it is an obligation to defend the Iranian nation. It is an obligation to defend the Iranian people and the natural and human resources of the Islamic Republic of Iran and the interests of the Islamic Republic of Iran when it is under attack. And really, we have seen, you know, over these almost 2 months now, the incredible steadfastness and the incredible resilience and determination of the Iranian people. And really, it's amazing because they were attacked in an incredibly severe manner. They were ambushed by the military forces of America and Israel. And so to remain steadfast, to not run away from the battle that has been imposed upon them is really something that is very admirable and really a salute to the people of the Islamic Republic of Iran. A very beautiful lesson indeed brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
تمام ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib this means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
In the very first battle during his time, his Khilafat, the Battle of Jamal. That is a long story, but I would like to give you two important parts of that. Again, you will see these similar words that Rasulullah used to use whenever he would send an army Amir al-Mu'mineen repeats those when he's talking to his own army. Before even, you know, hostilities start in Basra, in the Battle of Jamal, he says, أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ لَا تَقْتُلُوا مُدْبِرًا. O people, referring to his own army, if you see somebody fleeing among the enemies, fleeing from the battlefield, do not attack him or approach him anymore. Let him go. وَلَا تَجْزِرُ عَلَىٰ جَرِيحٍ. If somebody is injured among them and he is down, fallen on the ground, do not harm him anymore. وَلَا تَكْشِفُ عَوْرَةً. If you see a body or an injured enemy, do not, you know, rob them of their dignity by taking away their clothes. وَلَا تَهِيجُ إِمْرَأَةً. And do not put any woman in the state of stress. Don't do anything to them. وَلَا تُمَثِّلُ بِقَتِيلٍ. And do not mutilate the person that whom you have killed. And this was a standard instruction of Rasulullah as well as his wasi, Amir al-Mu'minin Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. When he defeated the forces of Talha and Zubair supported by Aisha, he announced, مَنْ طَرَحَ السَّلَاةِ مَنْ طَرَحَ السَّلَاةِ فَهُوَ آمِنٌ. Whoever among them drops his weapons, he has amnesty. وَمَنْ دَخَلَ بَيْتُهُ فَهُوَ آمِنٌ. All those who are from Basra, if you go home, go into your homes, we'll do nothing to you. This kind of general amnesty is given by Amir al-Mu'mineen to those who had actually opposed him and betrayed the bay'at that they have done to him. According to one of the narrators there from the enemies, he says, فَوَاللَّهِ مَا رَأَيْتُ أَكْرَمُ عَفْوًا مِنْهُ. He says, I have never seen a more kinder amnesty than this case that I see of Ali in Jamal. When it came to the issue that now we have defeated them, according to the rule of jihad, we are able to take their possessions. Ali said, only whatever there has been left by them on the battlefield, you can take that. Once we enter the city of Basra, you are not allowed to enter any house to loot them or rob from any of their properties. One of them actually, a group of them, and these are the Sahaba, they went to him and they said, what about, you know, their children, their women, and their properties? If we were allowed to fight them and even kill them, why can we not take over their women and children and property? Amir al-Mu'mineen says, هذه الذرية, as far as their families are concerned, لا سبيل عليها وهم في دار حجرة. There is no way you can do this. There was a fight, but the fight was between Muslims and Muslims. Remember that. You cannot violate them this way. إنما قتلنا من حاربنا وبغي علينا. We fought with them because they fought against us and they opposed me as the Khalifa and the leader of the Muslims. As far as their properties are concerned, فهي ميراث مستحقيها من أرحامهم. The property belongs to them if they're alive, or if they have been killed, it belongs to their heirs according to the laws of inheritance. You don't have a right in it.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, To My Brother. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.